Com. When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing.
Wonderful song. You know,
when you're
that's been our theme here on the radio for a number of, over a year, as part of the Common Sense Club. And the reason I'm savoring it, because it is about to be bequeathed to Mark Skogerbo, who's taking over the role as chairman of the Common Sense Club, as I host a new morning program here called What's On Your Mind. And we begin in this 8 o'clock hour really with a little preview that probably is more aptly named What's On My Mind, because I'm going to share some things that are on my mind. We certainly welcome your calls as well, but from 9 to 11, we really open it up and ask the question, what's on your mind? So we're starting with what's on my mind. We'll get you an update on some of the things in the news headlines. We'll check some sports. It's the Minnesota Fishing Opener. So Toby Kovalevog, a former Fighting Sioux, is back in to... We're going to start a little trash talk today. What's better, Sioux, Bison, Minnesota Fishing, North Dakota Fishing. We'll just get some real, and then we'll remember it's a Mother's Day weekend. So the moms will say, now no more of that trash talk, and we'll remember moms a little bit. But if we're starting with what's on my mind, I have to say it's the fact that it's May 10th. And May 10th in our house means not one, but two birthdays. My lovely wife Maria and our oldest daughter Hannah both have birthdays today. So Hannah's just busting through those teenage years now. 13 is in the rearview mirror, and 14 it is, and Maria's younger than me, which is all you need to know. It's also our anniversary tomorrow, and of course, Mother's Day on Sunday, so what's not to love? It's wonderful. But I'm actually thinking a little bit about some of my habits, and Mark Skogerbo is here. Mark chairs the Common Sense Club. He's the chairman now, and he's also our company chaplain, so we dump our garbage on Mark, and he sorts through it all. Our baggage. right, Mark? Isn't that what we do?
Well,
to
yeah, but so not a lot of garbage, sir.
Not a lot of garbage? Okay, all right.
No.
So it's a pleasant position you're not afraid to take on?
I think it's just great when people can pray together. It's hard to argue when you're praying, you know?
Well, I have to bare my soul a little bit today on the program, and I think we need a psychologist. So I don't know if you know this, but I have a brother-in-law who is a top-notch psychologist, licensed psychologist. He's actually the clinical director at the Developmental Center up in Grafton.
Wow.
And so I'm going to call on him because he probably could feel a little bit of this pain today on the program. I want to do that. I'll tell you why I think I need him, Mark, and you can tell me whether we do or we don't in a moment. But we're also going to get to some news, and I think the big news. It's big news in Minnesota, but it's really having ripple effects across the nation, is the fact that the state of Minnesota, at least one body of government of the state of Minnesota, thinks that marriage is okay to be something other than between one man and one woman. And as I sit here on the cusp of a weekend with an anniversary and having enormous anticipation of a fun weekend and can't wait for Marie and the kids to get out here to chase on the lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, where we're broadcasting live for a second day today because it's the Minnesota Fishing Opener, is to imagine marriage not being defined as one being between a man and a woman. Almost, it's really sad to me. But that's the news headline, and that's what's on my mind from a news perspective. But I have another issue that I think we need to deal with first, and that's me. You ready for this, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Paul Coastal, by the way, is my brother-in-law, and Paul is married to Carrie Hammerlick, which would be the oldest Hammerlick, which would be my wife's sister. Okay, you following this? My wife is a Hammerlick. She's Maria. And Jerry and Agnes Hammerlick, they had Carrie, and they had Mike Hammerlick, and they had Maria. Maria was the baby, and I'm married to Maria. Okay? So I'm thinking Paul probably could identify with some of the things that I've gone through this morning. I'll see. Paul, are you there?
No, oh, I am. I am, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for agreeing to do this on short notice here, because I called up Paul for a little clinical help earlier. and so I have Mark, our chaplain, and I have the brainiac in the family. Is it licensed psychologist is the correct way to refer to you? Is that right?
You bet. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Quickly tell me the difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist, because I never remember the difference between the two.
Well, the humorous version is that a psychiatrist, I won't get into the humorous one. That'll go too far. Anyway, a psychiatrist is a physician who has specialized in mental health issues, and a psychologist is what we like to call a scientist practitioner, or has gone through a research training environment as well as the clinical process. And so probably the biggest distinction people think of is that psychiatrists prescribe medications as part of their practice as well as do individual therapy, and whereas psychologists do primarily individual therapy, they also tend to specialize in testing. And because they have a research background, maybe more involved in producing new information about mental health kinds of things.
So it's fair to say that you could tell me why I do what I do. Somebody else would say, I just take this and it'll get better. I get it now. Okay. So here's my question. I've spent the last hour here at Chase on the Lake, beautiful cottage, looking over the shores of Leech Lake, picking up after myself. Right? Because when I'm, on the road at a particular hotel, t-shirts in the corner and jeans crumpled up on a chair. And by the way, I hit the drugstore last night to pick up some butter flavored cookies, some marshmallow coconut toasties. There's newspapers everywhere. Now, if my wife had been along, and she'll be here tonight, the reason I was picking everything up is because I would act very differently in the hotel. I'd be putting my laundry in the little laundry bag so it can get packed in the suitcase when we leave. I would be trying to at least keep my mess to one little corner. So why do I operate differently when my wife and kids are along than I do when I'm solo in a hotel room? That's my question.
Sure, and that's the age-old question of psychology is who am I? And who am I really? And what we find is that who we are at any given point in time is really an interaction between what our life experiences have been that have brought us to the place now as to form our personality in interaction with what setting we're in. So if we're with a certain group of people, we shift who we are somewhat to meet some of the expectations that are going on with those folks. And then when we change to a different environment, we might be a completely different person. And that's one of the conundrums that people often talk about, is that why is it that I act one way with this group of people and another way with that group of people? Aren't I the same person? And you get accusations of people being two-faced and things like that. And those are more extreme versions where there's a real dramatic shift, or where we get caught between the two settings where you act one way at work and you act a different way at home. And then all of a sudden home and work are in the same environment and you're not quite sure which person you should be and how to carry that out.
Is it okay to be a pig when my wife's not along and the kids are not along, and then just to get my act together when, I want to be a good little hubby and a good, that I'm not crazy, in other words?
Well, that's one of the shots I enjoy on the Fox and Friends show is is this nuts or is this normal or nuts?
I didn't even know that segment existed, but now I think we've started it now, Mark. Is this normal or nuts? So quick diagnosis, am I normal or am I nuts, Dr.
It's
Paul?
Very normal, very normal on that. Dr. Keith Ablow, the psychiatrist that they have on as part of their medical aid team, does the normal and nuts thing there. And he has plenty of opportunities to try and describe these kinds of situations where a person might be acting two different ways, but it's the same person. Why are they the same person? How is it they can be different? But very normal, totally based on environment. And the more time you spend in very separate environments, the more different the expression of your personality might be in those settings, just because of the demands that are involved. In your own hotel room, you know that someone's going to be picking up the place after you check out. So throwing things around, you know that you'll pick it up as you go to pack up to leave, et cetera. Whereas in your own home, you've got somebody else who's got to walk into that pigsty. So.
So I think I hear you say I'm normal, and I have a huge relief now. I don't have to worry about all my, and also, Mark,
can you have
know,
a certificate?
It's a rubber stamp. We just put it right on the forehead.
I passed the test. Is he normal or is he nuts? Normal. Woo!
And way to go.
And Mark, part of this is that both Paul and I married up. See, we have new standards now because we have two lovely ladies who were raised very well with Agnes, who made sure that, you know, they were on the straight and narrow. And so we're reaching for a higher bar now, aren't we, Paul?
We're running to catch up. Exactly.
We're running to catch up. Exactly right. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Paul. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Clinical director of the Developmental Center in Grafton, my brother-in-law, licensed psychologist, Dr. Paul Costo. How about that? I like this, Mark. New segment. Is it normal or is it nuts? You're going to have to answer that question coming up a little later on. We'll take a break.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Hey, friends. It's Scott Hannon here to tell you about one of my favorite places in the world. We're talking about Chase on the Lake Resort, one of the premier resorts in Minnesota, on the third biggest lake in Minnesota, some great walleye fishing. That's Leech Lake, located in a sleepy little Norman Rockwell-like community, Walker, Minnesota. What's not to love? Hey, it gets better. This fabulous resort with everything from three-bedroom condos on down to beautiful, beautiful rooms in their lodge, $69 a night, any room, any night, now till May 23rd. If you use the promo code SCOTT, go to chaseonthelake.com. You can take a tour. You'll see the restaurant and the bar, the Compradora Veda Spa. You'll see these facilities, the lodging. It is absolutely incredible. And if you go to chasecondosales.com, you can own a piece of the Chase starting at $150,000. No mowing. None of the hassles. They'll fill the boat with gas. They'll put the dock out. ChaseCondosales.com. It starts at $150,000. Check it all out. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's on my mind? A preview of what's on your mind. which cranks up statewide with 550 K-Fire, 910 KCJB out of Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO in Tioga, and our own AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo as well. Steve Bakken is live in a parking lot, but he has access to more fish than I do at Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, because the pond is frozen. A big pond, one of the biggest in Minnesota, frozen. It's kind of a sad sight, actually, on the 10th of May. But we're going to talk fishing nonetheless and try and settle this debate of whether the fishing is better in North Dakota or Minnesota. And I think you win by default today because what are you going to do, a little trout fishing there at Shields? Or what are you doing, Steve?
Are you there, Scott?
I am.
So did you bring your ice skates for the fishing opener in Minnesota this year?
That's a good idea. I have ice skates. I should have brought them. Just to say I did.
I was in the hot tub last night, but maybe you should have brought your ice skates, too.
I did actually make a little... Steve's right. I made a little trip to the hot tub last night. I actually brought a copy of Smithsonian Magazine that I stole from the dentist because I wanted to read the article about the papers that saved Teddy Roosevelt's life. And another little story here... Lincoln goes to Hollywood. I hope I don't have to go to confession for this because it was the November 2012 edition of the Smithsonian, and it was still there in March or April, whenever I was at the dentist last. And it was a good little story. In fact, I'm going to quote from it later in the program, as a matter of fact, because Lincoln talked a little bit about civility. But that was my hot tub trip. But I was, as you know, our plan was to be out here and participate in the Minnesota Fishing Opener so we could settle once and for all whether the fishing's better in North Dakota or Minnesota. And today you're the only one doing any fishing.
Well, I was actually looking at an opportunity to come out there and enjoy the fishing opener. And then I got looking at, you've got ice. There's not going to be a whole lot of fishing. But I could go fishing here in North Dakota anytime. That's why I was kind of thinking about it. Because, our season doesn't close. Is part of it, which is kind of nice. But we've got Fish Fest going on with Shields here in Bismarck today, too.
Yeah, I'm guessing that Fish Fest is at all the Shields locations, right, today?
They bounce them around for different dates. Because one of the cool things is they've got the Berkeley trailer here and the Berkeley experience. They got a Gore-Tex experience that's really here. It's kind of like a weather truck. It's a weather tunnel. They wrap you up in all the, you've seen all those Columbia Mama Gert commercials? That's what they do with the Gore-Tex stuff. The Gore-Tex guys, they'll bundle you up in all the Gore-Tex gear and go, okay, you're waterproof, you're weatherproof, go get in the truck. And it's like a wind tunnel with rain and sleet, all kinds of good stuff. I'm going to try that one later. It's kind of like a ride at the carnival.
I've heard about that now because this is where you really could go, ice fishing without the fish house, right? Because you're that warm.
Yeah.
And what is
stuff, hey.
What does something like that cost?
I haven't talked to the guy yet. I have not talked to the guy yet. We're going to get him on a little bit later on this morning. Also, we've got our fishing expert. I know you're going to have your fishing expert on in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm going to get a fishing expert here, and we're going to settle this debate once for all. What's better, Minnesota or North Dakota fishing?
Yeah, we're probably going to be doing some trash talking today on the program. We have some great fishermen that'll be joining us. We have three here, and you'll have a few there, and we'll settle this once and for all on where the fishing is better. Now, I think if at least in my head, mentally, the tally I have is that Minnesota is winning right now in that, and I think one of our callers said it best. Well, there's 10,000 lakes in Minnesota, so that sort of, they win by default. The fishing's better. There's more fish and there's more of it. So, but
well,
I know.
Wait a minute. We're discussing it for this year, right? So my question to all the listeners are: how many boats are out on Minnesota lakes this weekend?
All right. Now the rules are changing. I thought we were broadly asking the question: where's the fishing better? Not today, May 10th, where for that matter, the fishing opener is until tomorrow.
No,
so.
I had some friends that were banging 9-10 pound walleye down in a secret spot just south of Bismarck earlier this week, pretty consistently. So,
well, on my bucket list,
I'll back that up.
My 2013 bucket list is that you and I are going to spend some time actually broadcasting from boats and settle this once and for all. And I think we'll settle it based on the size of the walleyes we catch. That's what we'll do. I mean, so we'll figure out some fair benchmark to say, okay, Leech Lake, okay, next up the Missouri, and then we'll pick another lake, and then we'll go benchmark that against what probably Devil's Lake, right? So we'll keep doing this. We'll learn. This is going to be a blast.
We've got Oahe, we've got the Missouri, we've got Sakakawea, we've got Lake Audubon, we got Devil's Lake, just premier fisheries in North Dakota. A lot of people don't know about them.
That will be one of the topics we'll tackle today on What's on Your Mind. It's also Mom's Day, and we've had lots of folks calling with their Mom's Day salutes, telling us their favorite Mom's Day events. So we look forward to hearing those Mom's Day stories. The serious stuff today, we have Ham Shivani in the hot seat. Ham Shivani is the chancellor of the North Dakota University System, and he has been pretty much under a withering assault since January. Took the job last year and came in and took the instructions from the Board of Higher Education on implementing some reforms. And once those reforms started to be discussed for implementation, once the legislative session started, this guy has been taking one gut punch after another. And now the Board of Higher Education yesterday, as we broke the story during the program, has authorized an intense job review for Ham Shivani. So our question to the audience is, you know, number one, should he stay? Should he go? And what questions do you have for him? He's in the hot seat today, so I would say ask away. Anything that you have in the way of questions or concerns or comments, Ham Shivani will be in the hot seat. Who else we got today, Steve?
Well, we also have the governor coming up today. A lot going on in the state of North Dakota, as always. He just signed a UAS bill, legislation that benefits Grand Forks as well. And the Northern Plains Nitrogen's plans to construct a $1.5 billion fertilizer plant near Grand Forks. What does that do to agriculture in the Red River Valley? That's a game changer. Right? Fertilizer is huge for an expense to agriculture. Most of it's being imported in because we're not producing enough of it right here in North Dakota, but we have all the means to produce it. So to me, this is a game changer in the eastern part of the state and across the entire state of North Dakota.
It is. And by the way, again, when folks see all those natural gas flares and wonder, hey, when are we going to fix that? Well, we had also Wednesday the company One Oak announcing that the completion of their project's now four gas processing plants, probably better equipped than any to get rid of the flaring, and then all the byproducts of that natural gas go into fertilizer. So now we have the plants to manufacture them here, get them closer to the farm fields of North and South Dakota, Minnesota. I'm with you, Steve. That's a game changer. By the way, your calls are welcome for both Ham Shivani, Chancellor of the University System, who will be in our hot seat, and Governor Jack Dalrymple. I think one other question we're hearing from a lot of folks about is spending. Are we spending too much? So we're going to ask the governor about that, too. All coming up 9 to 11. What's on your mind? Where's the fishing better? Your best mom memory? Ham Shivani, Jack Dalrymple, 9 to 11 right here on the What's on Your Mind Network. Thanks, Steve. Talk to you a little later. Steve Bakken, my co-host for that, coming up.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brands. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, NelsonFergusFalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, NelsonFergusFalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Three massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I've been a walking heartache. I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be. But you stay here right beside me. Watch as the storm blows through and I need you.
All right, we're back. This is the preview of the What's On Your Mind program, where you generally get to find out what's on my mind. This is the segment where we talk a little sports. And Mark Skogerbo tells us if the Twins won or lost, or the Wild won or lost, I fell asleep and the Wild were losing rather handedly. Did they lose? They lost. They're done?
Yep.
It's over? The party's over? What was the final score?
5-1.
5-1. How about that? Our fishing experts are having to answer my questions on the Twins didn't play, did they? They were between series.
No, I heard they won, I thought.
They win again, too?
They did,
right.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, Mark is going to call in here in a little bit, and we'll have him do the do his wonderful recap of those two events. But first, we're going to talk a little fishing. And we have some fishing experts here. Toby Kovalevog, who we chatted with yesterday, former University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux goaltender, is now part of the team here at Chase on the Lake and Leisure Outdoor Adventures. And he, along with these two fellows, are professional guides, professional fishermen that really help you find the lunkers. And we're all sort of in mourning that it's, a fishing opener with a whole lot of ice on one of the premier walleye fishing lakes in the upper Midwest. Toby, you on the phone? All right, Toby's not here yet. But we're calling Toby. We got a lot going on here. So Toby will join us momentarily on the phone. You guys can trash talk Toby if you like now. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Jason Freed, and I've been with Leisure Outdoors now for a couple of years. And I'm basically a teacher by trade and a coach. And so I spent a lot of my time September through May doing those things, coaching football. And
where do you coach football at, Jason?
Down in Brainerd.
Oh, okay. And Toby teaches down there too, right?
Yep, yeah. Yep. There are three of us that are teachers.
Pretty cool. How about you?
Jim Ernster. I've been with Leisure Outdoors, same thing, about a couple of years, and I've met Toby as a hockey coach down there in Brainerd. Toby was our goalie coach with our high school boys team before he started Leisure Outdoor Adventures, and that's kind of taken off. So that's unfortunately put him in the position where he doesn't have time to do the goalie thing as much. I know he still does a little bit with our youth association every once in a while, but that's where Toby and I met.
Would you guys guide for a living if you could? I mean, obviously the teaching is the day job, right? But is fishing your passion?
Oh yeah, I'd say it's one of those passions. I say I got three in life: football, family, and fishing. So it's right in there.
And if your wife is listening, family's first, right?
That's correct.
Yes, and fishing and football right behind those two. How about you, Jim?
Yeah, same thing. You know, I mean, I'm more of a hockey guy, and I would take that along with my family and fishing. And, you know, if you can make a go of it, you know, more power to you. I know there's plenty of guys out there that can, and I think it's outstanding. But the market is pretty pretty crowded and the dollars are pretty tight. So Jason and I and even Toby are fortunate to be able to balance both. You know, we're fortunate that we have jobs that afford us the opportunity to pursue our passion in the summer.
Here's what is amazing to me, and Toby Kovalevog joined us now. Toby was with us yesterday as well. Toby, Jason and Jim are here, and we got you on the phone because I know you're a busy guy today. But what I think of when folks that want to fish is I think, you know, you could spend a fair amount of money if you own your own boat or if you're renting here at Chase or whatever, and you go get the tackle and you go get the rods, you get everything you need, you're going to be into it for a few bucks. At that point, I would think most people would want to catch fish. So, you know, it'd be a worthy investment to have you guys out there saying, hey, we know where the fish are, right? Because it sort of completes the process. Because if you're a rookie on Leech Lake, Toby, you're not going to fare too well, are you?
No, you're not. You know, it's 112,000 acres. We talked about that a little bit yesterday, Scott. And the fish are not everywhere. You know, it's always said that 90% of the fish are in 10% of the water. So when you're talking 112,000 acres, you kind of need to know what's going on. And that's the beauty of Leisure Outdoor Adventures. You're talking to Jim and Jason today. You know, we have 6 full-time guides. We break the water down. We share information. We work as a team. And, you know, it works really well. So you're exactly right. You know, a lot of people only have a couple weeks or a couple weekends out of the year, out of the summer, out of the winter to go fish. And so you really have to look at the passion, like we just talked about. You ask the guys, you know, what's their passion, and a lot of everybody said fishing. You know, of course, obviously, Sioux hockey would be one of those too. They should be, anyways. But along with that, you know, when you're talking fishing, when time's a factor, it really makes sense to look at spending, you know, a few bucks on a fishing guide to get out and narrow down that chase. You know, if you're going to be at a resort for a week, and you're bringing your boat, and you're really going to be ahead of the game if you hire a fishing guide like Jim or Jason or one of the Leisure Outdoor Adventure crew or anybody for that matter, just to get a jump start on the catch.
By the way, Toby, I hope when you hire people, you have a little question on the application. Are you a Sioux fan or a Bison fan? Or excuse me, a Sioux fan or a Gopher fan? And if anybody checks Gopher, they automatically go to file 13. Do you do that?
That's absolutely right. And I think along the way, because I'm not sure about Ernster there, where his loyalty is. And so along with the checkbox, we're going to have to also issue a lie detector test.
I think that he may have wavered
a little bit on that. But we're working on them. Maybe you can help me today, Scotty.
That has to be a prerequisite. So give me a sense for somebody who's never done this before, never hired a guide. If I just say, hey, look, I love fishing. I remember growing up. You know, my grandpa take me fishing, but boy, it's been years and years and years. What would you recommend? What would be the perfect outing for somebody, and what would it cost?
Well, you know, really what you should get is that we do a full day package. It's a reasonable rate. We offer two things. We offer a half day and a full day. $300 for a half day of fishing, $400 for a full. So $100, you're going to get a lot more time on the water. You're going to get a full educational tour. And you're going to create memories. And that's one thing we really bank on, is creating a memory in every single fishing trip. You know, you talked about it, looking back to when you were a kid, you know, fishing. You know, everybody has a story. And that's really what we want to create. And so with a full-day fishing package at $400, you're going to be educated. It's not just about taking you out and having you reel in fish. It's about talking about the lake, the water, the fishery, you know, experiencing nature, the loons. And a lake like Leech Lake, it really takes that full day, the 8 hours. And so full day, $400 fishing package with Leisure Outdoor Adventures is a turnkey type deal. You come in the boat with us. All you really need to bring is a fishing license and your favorite snack. You know, of course, we have some of those too, but and a photo. You know, we want to have the ability to capture that memory and share it with our clients and share it with future clients. And, you know, and that's the beauty of a thing like Facebook. You know, we are really big into promoting and putting fish on our websites and Facebook and sharing it with the world. So we want your memories to be one of our memories too, and share it with everybody else.
By the way, if you have a photo, your favorite fishing photo, you put it up. You got a couple of freebies you want to give out today. Maybe some some swag, yep, as we call it. Folks go to your Facebook page, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Leisure Outdoor Adventures on Facebook. We have a page. We're always trying to grow our likes. And for anybody listening to the show today, if you reference TK Scott Hannon and post your favorite fishing memory on our page, we'll get a hold of you and we'll send you something out to you.
All right, sounds good. A freebie. What's your favorite? Like which, Yeah, exactly. Jason, talk about some of your favorite memories guiding folks. What are the things that stick with you that are great memories?
Oh, well, one of them sticks out. Last year, one of the things we do, Leisure Outdoor Adventures, are corporate events. And last year we held one with State Farm Insurance, and I happened to take a husband and a wife and a father and a son out, and the wife had never really fished much before, and so I taught her how to Lindy rig out here, and she proceeded to catch a 10-pound northern, and she followed that up with a 29.5-inch walleye.
Holy
10 minutes later. And
buckets!
And her husband kept missing fish, and she finally just turned around and said, maybe you should have listened to the guide a little bit more. But, you know, in any of those, but I've had a lot of good ones with just, you know, fathers and sons and that kind of stuff, and it reminds you a lot of your own relationship with your dad. And it's those kind of things, and that's kind of what we're about, is making memories with people.
That's really neat. Jim, how about you?
You know, last year I had the opportunity to take a grandpa, a dad, and a son out, and the son was about 5 years old, and we were pulling spinners on Mille Lacs Lake, and this young kid tied into an 18-inch smallmouth on kind of what we just generically call a Snoopy pole, just a small little kid's rod, and it took him a good 5 minutes of constant battle back and forth with this smallmouth, which are tough for grown men to, you know, bring in, let alone this 5-year-old boy. And it was just outstanding to watch. He was so excited. His grandpa was there to take the picture, and it just capped a great day of fishing.
Wow, is that cool? Just quickly, you know, this fishing over is just going to be a bust. Just one of those years where, you know, there's not enough open water to make it much anything. We have to wait a little bit, you think, here?
Yeah, I think people are going to have to be patient. You know, we've kind of been out doing a little recon work, and got another guy who lives up here. It doesn't sound like there's a whole lot of availability in terms of fishing up here right now. But, you know, the weather, as grim as it sounds tomorrow, is really going to change the lakes with 30 to 40 mile an hour winds. And so I think by early next week, you're going to see a lot of lakes. I know down and around Brainerd, those lakes look like they're just one big wind away. Up here, I'd say Leech is going to be early to mid next week, and I think things will probably be opened up out here.
Say, Toby, you mentioned the fishing opener is always reserved for family anyway, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it is. It really is. It's special. It's a holiday. It's like deer season, you know, the hunting openers, and you know, maybe even rivaling Christmas a little bit. You know, it's something that's really supposed to be special. Everybody's excited about it, and I strongly recommend that, you know, people find a way to get family members, maybe take mom's Mother's Day weekend, but get out on the water and create those memories, because those are the ones that last forever.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Mark, are you there? Mark Skogerbo?
I sure am.
These guys already told me the Twins won and the Wild lost. Are you bummed out?
Yeah, but the Wild are great. He couldn't do too much with a hurt second stringer and a third stringer goalie against Chicago. You know, it was pretty tough, but they had a great season. I hope we get a healthy goalie next year, but we can play with anybody if we do that.
And quickly on the Twins.
Twins played great. We got Arcia, young man, who got a home run and a triple, and we beat Boston for the third time in a row. We put Baltimore into first place. That's kind of strange, because now we got to play Baltimore three times at home.
I love it. All right, there's our sports update, and, of course, the Minnesota opener, a bit of a bust. But you can do it if you need to. We're going to put the governor in the river. Right? He's going to the Fishhook River. Well, they're not going to put him in the river. If it was up to me, I would put him in the river. But actually, he's going to be on the river. So we know there still will be an official. But that's basically a photo op, right?
That's right.
And then they're going to be out there until he catches the fish, takes a picture, then he's going to go home probably, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Is that usually how it works?
Well, you know, I think these Minnesotans, I think Governor Dayton will stay out there a little bit longer. You know,
I do.
I think...
You're starting the trash talk now.
Well, you know,
You're saying if he was a wussy North Dakota governor that he would have to bail or what?
Well, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I think Jason Durham is, you know, he's got a great personality. I think he's going to be able to engage him enough, you know, keep him out there 3 or 4 hours and just, you know, give a good kind of representation about what fishing means to the state of Minnesota.
We're going to settle that debate as we go throughout the program, whether the fishing's better in North Dakota or Minnesota. Should be fun, but this has been great. Toby Kovalevog, Jason Fried, and Jim Ernster from Leisure Outdoor Adventures. Like them on Facebook. Get a freebie today. And guys, we'll be talking more later. Appreciate you all very much. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just wish there was less ice on Leech Lake. More after this. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly 500,000 credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUontheRoad.org. CU as in credit union on the road.org and on their Facebook page. The Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Is a blue shoots up to the stony ground. There's no room.
We're live at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. The sun is shining, but the ice is still frozen solid on Leech Lake. Third biggest lake in Minnesota, 112,000 acres, and not going to be a lot of... actually, there's a lot of happy fish, but not a lot of happy fishermen this weekend because this lake is not ready for the Minnesota fishing opener that will be happening tomorrow. But I have to tell you this. There's still a lot to love about being a Chase on the Lake. I mean, you're still here with that Copper Door Aveda Spa, the Mother's Day Buffet on Sunday, the 502 restaurant, the bowling alley, the incredible accommodations. It's a wonderful place. And, of course, downtown Walker, Minnesota is just amazing. So yesterday, a beautiful day, about 70 degrees, and folks strolling along downtown. It's just a lot to love here. It really is. And, of course, whether it's a wedding or an event or just a getaway, whether you want to own a piece of the Chase, which we're going to talk about a little later on today, condo sales are really taking off again because the price points have come down. You can own a piece of property here at Chase on the Lake. I mean, three-bedroom, two-bedroom, one-bedroom homes. That's what they are. They're homes as part of the 502, starting at $150,000. And then, of course, they have a rental history in all these, so you can say, well, I could be here these weekends or these weeks. Go ahead and rent it for me the other time, and it generates cash on day one for you. So pretty extraordinary way to go. Back to the headlines for the day, and something where I started rather seriously, and that was what happened in Minnesota yesterday. Mark, I told you I was excited. I was excited because later today, my wife, who's celebrating a birthday, our daughter Hannah, who's celebrating a birthday, our daughter Haley, who is 9 years old and excited to come out to Chase, they're all coming on out here. And, you know, I have to tell you, as I read the headlines yesterday of the Minnesota House passing a redefinition of marriage, as suggesting marriage can be something other than between a man and a woman, I thought, who would want to be deprived of that kind of joy? You're a parent. You're a grandparent, and if marriage isn't between a man and a woman, you know, people are unable, obviously, to create children, which what marriage was intended for, and will miss out on that. So that's why I'm so staunchly in favor of a very simple, basic, and age-old, time-tested definition of marriage. What's your reaction to that news?
Well, I was reading here, looking at the headlines about joy and jubilation, freedom for everyone, of course, not for the children, because they can't procreate. They have to adopt if they want to feel the sense of parenthood. And another thing is that their relationships are much different than normal heterosexuals. You know, I read some statistics about the enormous number of partners that they have. This is a really a bad situation for children. This is a disaster. Probably with Minnesota's 155th birthday tomorrow, I think this is the worst day, from public policy in the history of Minnesota, and how do you put Humpty Dumpty back together again? Because we have to. We can't let this stand. We have to reverse this, which means by just saying that, I'll be called a homophobe and politically incorrect, but they're even going to take it further into schools and say how we got to teach differently.
Well, that's where I think civility comes in. You know, you and I have a shared love of Abe Lincoln. And Abe Lincoln came out against slavery in a speech in 1854. And in that speech, he declared that to win this, denouncing slaveholders wouldn't convert them, and compared them to drunkards. Here's what he said. Though the cause be naked truth itself, transformed to the heaviest lance, harder than steel, the sanctimonious reformer could no more pierce the heart of the drinker or the slave owner than penetrate the hard shell of a tortoise with a wry straw. Such is man, and so must he be understood by those who would lead him. In order to win a man to your cause, you must first reach his heart, the great high road to his reason. How do we reach the heart of those individuals who think marriage doesn't necessarily need to be between a man and a woman? How do you do that in a civil way?
Just like Abe said, to the high road of reason, I was reading the first chapter of Romans this morning. God is a God of love. He loves homosexuals. He loves all people. But he cares very much about innocence. What we have to do is a better job of talking to people who are heterosexual, who say live and let live, and explain to them with reason and with kindness and with compassion, yes, we need to be loving and kind to people of whatever persuasion, nationality, creed, and color. But we, as a civilized people, need to fight for what's the best for the children, and then we need to show methodically, with good, clear evidence and good, clear logic, that this is a mistake and we can change it, but we can't do it like you say with hatred, and we do have raw, naked truth on our side, and that's just a fact. So we have to insist and speak the truth in love of that, you know, the Bible says.
Absolutely. And I do think, by the way, condemning folks that are in a relationship is not a way to go. I mean, I think there's a difference between saying, look, if someone chooses to be in a same-sex relationship, that is a choice. It is America. You have that free choice. And you know, it doesn't mean you condone it, doesn't mean you do it, but We have to equally say, look, there's as much a threat to marriage between adulterous behavior, between folks that choose to live together. There's other things that are again as much a threat to the institution of marriage as is gay marriage. And I think you make a stronger argument when you do that. But I agree, it's a sad day without question. All right, what's on your mind coming up? Thanks for the recap on the news, Mark Scogarbo. We'll see you later with the Common Sense Club, folks. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, Pro Flowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.